Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
My hunch is that you have been wronged or you have wronged somebody in the last year, and I'm guessing that you might be spending some time with them in the weeks to come, considering Thanksgiving and Christmas are just around the corner. And if you've wronged someone or been wronged by someone, I know that your relationship with them probably needs to be repaired. And this is an opportunity when you're with someone in these times around the table and when we celebrate holidays to offer forgiveness to the people in our lives. Now, you might want to do this, but I know you need to do this because I need to do this when I am wronged or when I've been wronged or when I wrong someone. And offering forgiveness is a really important part of our lives. And when we don't do that, we can cause a lot of problems between ourselves and with other people. Now, when we think about the need to forgive someone, of course we can think about the fact that we might need to be forgiven by someone, or that we need forgiveness by someone because we've wronged them or they've wronged us. In particular, I bet when I talk about this that you could make a list of all the people that have wronged you, and it might be pretty easy because candidly, you know that Santa is not the only one who's making a list and checking it twice to see who's been naughty or nice. The fact of the matter is, when we think about these things, we can get pretty clear about who's wronged us and who should offer us forgiveness. But we also know that this is something that goes the other way, meaning that we have wronged people as well. And when we wrong someone, we need to ask for their forgiveness. Now, in our world today, when we wrong someone or we have a broken relationship, we also know that offering forgiveness is not exactly what people are doing. Oftentimes, people just try to move past it. They just try to move around it. They try to forget it, or they try to repress it. And we know when we do those things, that things kind of come back to haunt us because the relationship isn't repaired. And when we tolerate broken relationships for too long, then we can find ourselves in a place where it's too late to repair those relationships, or we think about it going to be too far and too broken. Now, the fact that we need to repair our relationships should not be something that is a foreign concept to people who are followers of Jesus, because we know that God wants us to forgive the people in our lives. God wants us to offer forgiveness to people when they have wronged us even, and not wait for them to ask for forgiveness, because that's how God has done things for us. And when we remember that Jesus teaches us how important it is to forgive, and we get a sense of the reminder that Paul gives to us of what this looks like, that can really help us have a better sense of what it looks like to forgive people in our lives. Now, when Paul teaches us about how God has forgiven us, we get a better sense of what this looks like. Now, in one of his letters that he wrote to real people, and this was, 2,000 years ago, Paul wrote in his letter to the Colossians that there is a very specific way that God has shown us forgiveness. And that specific way is that God has forgiven us all our sins and is not holding them against us. That God has given up the legal impact or the legal obligation that we might have towards God in our relationship with God. Now, Paul uses this kind of language with the people in the letter that he wrote because they would have been familiar and that would have been the concept of God that they had. They would have very much thought of God as a judge and someone who could punish you for your actions. Now, that's how they would have thought of the gods that were around them as they thought about it in their world. But when they found out that they were loved by the true God, the God of the universe, and that God loved them by forgiving them and not holding sins against them, they would have been completely amazed. They would have been so overwhelmed by the fact that that's how God had shown them love. Now, Paul explains that it is done to them and for them and by them in God's way through Jesus. That Jesus was the Savior that they had needed, and that God was bringing forgiveness to them through Jesus. Now, when they would have understood what this looked like, then they also would have been very interested in perhaps what Jesus teaches about forgiveness. And when Jesus teaches about forgiveness, reminds us that we are to forgive one another as God has forgiven us. So when we think about what Paul just reminded us, that we're not supposed to hold sins against one another, then that's what we're supposed to do towards each other, is to not hold the mistakes against one another. That's how we are to forgive as God has forgiven us, which is the same way of saying that we are to love one another as God has loved us first, as Jesus has loved us first. Now, Jesus gets very specific about what it looks like to forgive someone. Forgiveness, in the way that Jesus talks about it, is making sure that we let go of the belief that we have been wronged by someone and they owe us a response. That we have let go of a sense of vengeance, perhaps, that we could take against someone. And when we remember that that's what Jesus is talking about, we have a better sense of why it's so important for us to extend forgiveness to others first and not expect them to bring that back to us. Because that's what God did. And if that's how God loves us, then that's how God wants us to love and forgive others. Now, Jesus talks about this sense of forgiving one another when he gives a parable, one of his teachings, to the people when he was there. In particular, he teaches about this unmerciful servant who had 10,000 talents of debt that he was going to be held accountable for. Now, 10,000 talents of debt was the equivalent of 3,333 lifetimes of earnings for the average worker. So, metaphorically, an unforgivable debt. But the master that he owes the debt to forgives him of this debt. And he is saved and he is unbelievably blessed by this moment. But instead of understanding the gift that he was given, he then turns around and he starts to turn the screws on someone who owes him just a few dollars. And Jesus calls him out in this parable and says, "This is not how you're supposed to act. You're not supposed to act in a way where you have been forgiven of so much and will be unwilling to forgive so little to others." Jesus gives us this teaching to help us get a better sense of how important it is to forgive and the magnitude of the forgiveness that God has given us, which can guide us to understanding the magnitude of forgiveness that we are to give others. Now, as a precursor to that parable, Jesus gets a question about how many times we're supposed to forgive someone. And the prevailing thought was that seven times of forgiving someone would be enough, because seven in the Bible is the perfect number, and seven is a lot. If you think about like offering someone forgiveness seven times, that's quite a bit. But what Jesus says is rather than seven times, it's supposed to be at least 77 times. Or in other translations, it says seven times 70, which is 490 times. Now, when you think about that, some of us might think that we should take that literally, and you could try, but I would suggest we actually think about that math a little more metaphorically, meaning that it takes a lot of repetitions, many, 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 to actually offer forgiveness like God has given us forgiveness. And when we move towards others first, we move towards them and help them experience forgiveness like God forgives us. So when we take all this together, it gives us a really clear sense of how God wants us to forgive the people that we need to offer forgiveness to. Now, what this means is that we want to make sure that we're not holding anything against the people that are closest to us, just like God doesn't hold it against us. It means that we need to remember how much we've been forgiven so that we have no delay in offering forgiveness to other people, just like God has forgiven us. And we need to make sure that we are recognizing that we can't simply try to offer forgiveness one time to somebody and think it's going to be over. Because as human beings, we know we need to do things more than one time for it to really take place. And when we hold all that together, it'll help us to forgive the people that we need to forgive. Now, there's one more piece of this that can really help us have a better relationship with the people that we're going to see over the holidays, and which is to remember that the kind of forgiveness that God wants for us has us offering forgiveness to people who have wronged us. It's not expecting people who have wronged us to offer forgiveness, but for us to forgive others when they've wronged us. Remember, forgiveness from God starts with God forgiving you. It starts with God forgiving me. And in response to that, God wants us to extend grace to others. So part of the challenge that we face with the people in our lives, and especially maybe around the holidays, where we might come up against someone who we feel like has wronged us, God doesn't ask us to sit there and wait for them to forgive us. God instead says that we are to go to them and offer forgiveness. And to say to them, you know what? I know we've had a struggle, but I just want you to know that I forgive you. And I'm offering forgiveness to you no matter what you want. And I want a better relationship with you. Maybe you're going to be able to say that to someone this Thanksgiving. And maybe you'll get to say that to someone over Christmas time. And here's what I want you to think about is all those things that God has done for you, God is calling you to do that for them. Now, this is, again, I know I kind of say this quite a bit, but this is one of those things that is easier to say than it is to do. But I think that's also why Jesus reminds us that it's not a one-time thing, that it's not even just a seven times thing, but it's a many, 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 many times thing that we need to offer forgiveness to the people in our lives. God wants us to do this so that we can be the ones who bring the repair to the relationship. God wants us to be the ones who go first so that we can offer forgiveness in the places that we need to offer forgiveness. And when we do that, we are living into the love that God has for us and living into that love and grace that God wants us to then share with other people. So let's forgive one another as we need to forgive. Not as we think we should forgive, but as God has forgiven us.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.